Long ago, in the colonial times, there were two friends named Max and Lily who lived in North Carolina. They loved learning about their state's history and wanted to know more about how it became what it is today. One sunny day, they decided to take a journey to visit some historical places. Their first stop was Edenton, the former state capital. There they learned that in 1722, Edenton had been the center of government for many years until a new capital was chosen, New Bern. This surprised them because they thought their hometown would always remain the capital. But they also understood that things change over time, and sometimes we need to adapt to those changes. Next, they traveled to New Bern and discovered that in 1766, it became the new capital of North Carolina. While exploring, they found out that Governor William Tryon had started building his grand palace called Tryon Palace in 1767. Excitedly, they went to see it and admired its beauty. It made them curious about architecture and engineering, all the planning and hard work needed to build such a magnificent structure. As they marveled at the palace, Max asked, "I wonder how long it took to construct something so big." Lily replied, "Well, I read that it took 4 years to complete." Then Max said, "That's amazing. Just imagine how many people worked together to make this happen." Finally, they arrived in Raleigh, which had become the permanent state capital since 1788 due to its safe location away from coastal threats. To their surprise, the whole city was named after Sir Walter Raleigh, the famous explorer who sponsored the lost colony on Roanoke Island. At that moment, Max looked disappointed and shared his feelings with Lily, saying, "It must be sad for Edenton and New Bern to lose their status as capitals." Lily agreed, but added, "Yes, maybe, but every place has its own unique importance and contributes to our state's rich history. That's what makes each town special." Throughout their adventure, Max and Lily realized that although certain events might seem unfortunate or unfair, understanding the reasons behind these decisions helps us appreciate the past better, and even though things may change. Everyone plays a role in shaping our world, including ourselves. Through curiosity, exploration, and empathy towards others, we can learn valuable lessons about history, science, and life itself. Everyone plays a role in shaping our world, including ourselves. Through curiosity, exploration, and empathy towards others, we can learn valuable lessons about history, science, and life itself. Everyone plays a role in shaping our world, including ourselves. Through curiosity, exploration, and empathy towards others. Everyone plays a role in shaping our world, including ourselves, through curiosity, exploration, and empathy towards others. We come to this interesting end because